USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democrats have a common goal of booting the president from the White House in November's general election, but the progressive and moderate wings of the Democratic Party presented an image of unity at their convention last week. But there was a moment during the four-day Democratic National Convention where progressives protested in large numbers over the party's platform. The DNC revealed over the weekend that 3,562 delegates voted to approve the platform, with 1,569 voting no. The number of convention delegates who voted no is roughly the same as the number of delegates pledged to progressive Bernie Sanders of Vermont. President Trump, in his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention today, said that he was glad that Bernie Sanders did not win the nomination because Sanders has a more enthusiastic backing. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The California Supreme Court overturned the death penalty sentence for Scott Peterson, convicted in the Christmas Eve murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor. The court's decision came more than 15 years after Lacey, a Modesto, California schoolteacher, was killed. Investigators said Peterson dumped his wife's body from his fishing boat into the San Francisco Bay in 2002. The bodies surfaced months later. While the murder conviction against Peterson stayed in place, the court ordered a new penalty phase trial. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on a trip to the Middle East, the first of two senior U.S. officials to head to the region this week, as the Trump administration presses an ambitious Arab-Israeli peace push. Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
TikTok confirmed that it plans to sue the Trump administration over an executive order that would effectively ban the app in the United States, adding it expects the legal action to start this week. Citing fears over national security, President Donald Trump issued an executive order August 6th saying transactions with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, or its subsidiaries would be prohibited. The order was set to kick in 45 days after it was issued unless TikTok found a U.S. buyer for its operations in the United States. The president later doubled that time frame in an August 14th follow-up order. The president and others say they're concerned because the highly popular video app collects data on its users and could be forced by China's communist government to hand over that information. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, one of President Trump's closest advisors, announced as the Republican National Convention is getting underway that she'll be leaving the administration at the end of the month. She informed the president of her decision in the Oval Office, according to senior administration officials. In a statement, Conway cited the reason for her departure as the challenges of distance learning this fall for her four children take over. Kellyanne Conway also said of her departure, "This is completely my choice and my voice." She added, "For now, for my beloved children, it will be less drama and more mama." Before she was named counselor to the president, Conway served as the president's campaign manager. Conway was the first woman to manage a winning presidential campaign, and on Wednesday night, she's slated to address the Republican convention. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.